and only expectation is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and never forsakes the works of his own hands. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from him that is, and that was, and that is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, which is the faithful witness, the first begotten of death, and the prince of all the kings of the earth. Amen. Let's continue our service by singing Psalter 243, the stanza 13 and 15. Think on my life, O Lord, take thought. And what's following, 243, 13 and 15. Reading of the Holy Scriptures can be found in the letter of Paul to the Hebrews, the 11th chapter, verse 1 through 7. But before we'll confess with the church of all ages and places our undoubted Christian faith.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Hebrews 11, starting at verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. for by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he, being dead, yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated, that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony, that he pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. So far.
Let's seek the face of the Lord in prayer. We draw nigh into thy footstool this very evening to ask thee a blessing upon thy word. Thy word is the means of thy spirit. It's produced by thee, O third person of the Trinity, was blown upon the prophets and the apostles and the evangelists and all those who have written thy word. Lord, we pray that thou would apply it to our hearts. Remember us this evening when we draw nigh unto thee at thy footstool, begging for mercy and grace, for the glory of thy own name, for the comfort which is in Christ Jesus, thy dear Son. Remember our young people, our older people. We have heard last week, Noah translated with the glorious body into heaven, into the presence of thee, is an Old Testament Christian. We pray that it once might happen to us in a glorious body, not flesh, with the lusts of the flesh and the sin of the flesh, but buried in a cemetery in the sepulchre of the Lord Jesus, to raise in glory. Lord, we pray for the sick and afflicted, for the Reverend Swaistra in the Netherlands, of which we heard that he had the surgery and he had to go back into the hospital today. We ask the Lord, bless it and protect and keep him to preach thy word. Remember the church worldwide. On the mission fields we think about Gert and Gretchen and the children, and the work in Malawi of Timotheus and Stephanus and the Reformed Presbyterian Church and all the ministers. The Reverend Van den Bass on the Bible school. Although since coronavirus everything is stopped. But the Lord, it doesn't mean that the work of thy spirit in the hearts can be stopped. And we pray that thou would touch the hearts by thy word. Lord, remember us in mercy also this evening, our government and the government in the United States and Europe, but everywhere in the world it seems to come to a fight. Strife, it's already there. They are probably the signs that glorious day of thy return, for all thy enemies will be at thy footstool. With thousands, thousands of angels thou wilt be glorified by thy people. And even by those who deny thee, they have to say, yes, it was still true. O mountains, cover me. What will it be to me thee without grace, without the grace which is in thyself, O Lord Jesus? Please open the scriptures. Help us to preach, to pray, to hear, to walk by grace alone, for thy name's sake. Amen. Congregation, the text for this night is, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by the faith. In Matthew 24, the Lord Jesus says that the latter days, the days of the return of the Lord Jesus, will be like the days of Noah. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken, and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord does come. So like the days of Noah, will be the days when Christ will return, isn't it? That these days are like the days of Noah. Everything without God, eating and drinking, having pleasure, marrying, having a wedding, marriage without God. And Noah, all by himself, one. The church diminished to one, and his family. You see that the Lord Jesus says in the latter days, there comes days of falling away. Churches will be empty. Sold his businesses or schools. Yeah, will the Jews be converted? Surely. But the days when the Lord Jesus comes, will there be faith, true faith? And it will come suddenly, unexpectedly. Let's return to our text. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his house. Not only for himself, his wife, his children, the women of his children, Shem, Ham, and Yefet. See, that's God of covenant. It's not only you, it's your house. You hear me? God deals with parents and children. And he condemned, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. There you have it, eh? True faith receives the righteousness of Christ that pleases God. The forgiveness of sins and eternal life in Christ Jesus. Before we go to the text, let's sing again, 174, 2, 3, and 4. 174, 2, 3, and 4. There's pain and trouble thou hast led. Through pain and trouble thou hast led. And what's following? 2, 3, and 4, 174. His father Lamech called him Noe or Noah. And his name means rest or comfort. He expected him to be a comforter. Dr. Gill is probably right that he expected him to be the Messiah in these dark days, coming back, or being the sacrifice for his people. So Noe was called the rest or the comforter, a special name, and he had a special life. He had known his grandfather Methuselah only for 22 years, and Methuselah had known Adam, spoke to him. So he had heard about the state of righteousness and the fall in paradise and the fruits of it. But it deteriorated in those days. For in the days, and we read it in Genesis 5, merit was not within the church only. The sons of God, the children out of the lineage of Methuselah, married the children out of the lineage of the other line. And we know it, Cain. So they intermarried. And I've seen sometimes marriages, and they say, I love my girlfriend and I think we should have a wedding, but they are not on the same pillow. Yeah, but God can convert her. But do you know what happened in those days? It went the other way around. Giants were born. And I think that only not bodily big, but they could do it, and they were doing it without righteousness, living in sin. And the church is emptied. It said even in those days the evil thoughts of man were only evil. And God says, I'll make an end with this earth and all the inhabitants. I can't stand it anymore. I come to judgment. God sees what happens today. And he comes to judgment. Might take a bit longer, but it's coming. We have a fight with demons today. The devil himself. One usurp all the power in the world. Deny any true religion. Fight church in every area. And you see it growing. The Lord said, and you know that in those days people were getting old, but he says they will be only 125 years. That's the time of compassion, the time of conversion. And it's true. I've hardly heard someone older than 125 years, even today. 125 years maximum time for conversion. That's a long time, isn't it? God is compassionate and long-suffering with every unconverted soul in our midst, and even with his own people. God says, I will make an end. But there was one soul in the world, one soul. Lamech, his father, had said, he will be our comforter. And his name was Noé. And if you listen carefully to Genesis 5, it says he found grace. There was one sinner in the world who experienced sin against God. Only one sinner in the world. No one understood him. They mocked with him, a moron, a stranger. One, Noé. God convicted him, he feared. He couldn't meet God. He couldn't die. He had sinned. God convicted him. Judgment is coming. The whole world didn't believe it. God had said, I will give a flood. That's an impossibility, isn't it? The world says, you think the whole world can be flooded? I read an interesting article this week. We always want to count and reason with God. But the true God does always the impossible things. He makes a sinner righteous. He opens a way through the Red Sea. And he cares for 600,000 men, bringing them in Canaan. God always does the impossible. Therefore we can only rest in faith, not reasoning. Not reasoning. Everyone that draws nigh unto him must believe that he is God, our Creator, against whom we have sinned, but also a promising God, given a reward for those who ask for it. A rewarder. Not only conviction, but also gospel applied to the hearts. For without faith it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, that God is. That God is God, and I am a man, and that he is a rewarder of them. So that's a promising, fulfilling God. He fulfills his promises, the gospel promises. To them that diligently seek him, earnestly seek him on the knees. On the knees of your heart, in the tears and conviction, he will hear you in due time. And Noah found grace. So he had sought for it, he had begged for it. If God convicts you, you start asking for forgiveness of sins, that's grace. If you fear to meet God and you have sinned against him and you can't meet him. If death is a sentence upon your soul. I believe when God convicts you, you're fearing that sentence is administered same moment. Do you know what he did here? He says, have mercy upon me, the sinner. And oh wonder, of all wonders, he got grace. Therefore, in our text, it's really said, he became heir. Now, heir is not works. That's a gift. He became heir of the righteousness which is by faith, not by works. Not by works. By faith in Christ, Christ's righteousness. Therefore, the letter of Paul to the Hebrews says this: Christ is yesterday, today, and forever the same. In the Old Testament were Christians waiting for Christ. In the New Testament there are Christians having met Christ. And we today have heard about Christ who came and finished the work of salvation for the souls of his people. Faith is not different. It's faith in the Word of the living God. My dear congregation, that's all you need. For you must die always. It might be soon. We can only meet God in righteousness. I've said it last week, or last time when we spoke about Enoch. Only in Christ Jesus. And how do I get to be in Christ Jesus? By faith. Trusting. It's a gift. Not by works. And he got grace. Congregation, what is it something if you're all alone in the whole world? I don't know even if his wife would understand him. And his sons were not so religious, I think, afterwards you see it. But it doesn't matter. If grace is given to you in Christ Jesus, you talk with him and he talks with you. And one man with God is always in the majority. Ultimately, it's always personal. Between you and God. And you and Christ. If you're really Christian, you're all by yourself. You have to meet God all by yourself. If you get grace, you get it all by yourself. Blessed is the man whose sins are forgiven. That's all by yourself. And he feared. Because he was warned of God, of seeing not things not seen. God warned him that the whole world would be drowned. All animals, all men, with a flood. Now I want to say one thing about it out of history. Every nation, every old nation has a story about Noah. The Gilgamesh epos, that's an old story of the Middle East, speaks about a man in a boat. All by himself and his family. And almost every nation speaks about a flood. The Bible does. It's the only truth. And God says, he moved him with fear. Do you fear? When God will return, the heaven and the earth will burn with a fire. Do you fear? No. Poor soul, not to fear. It will be in the days of Noah, says the Lord Jesus, when I return. They will just having weddings according to their own wishes. Men and men and women and women. I expand on it. They marry whom they want to marry. Their own will. Not asking God for a girl. And the sons of God went astray with the daughters. They were always nice and beautiful. That's always what happened, even William, no? And knew that he could get the people of God by strange women. Who was taken by strange women too? Solomon. The devil knows the weakness of the children of God, the men of God. And he makes the girls of the world beautiful. A man is always looking to a girl. A girl is always looking to the character of a man. Remember what I'm saying. A girl not always looks to the outward behavior, but to the character of a man. But a man is always looking to the outside of a girl. She must be beautiful. Desirous. With fleshly lusts. The devil always attacks the people of God with these things. And it's a wonder if God protects you. And what happened? I say it, church were empty. Meals. Let's have joy. We live only a short time. Why shouldn't we have dinners today and pleasures? Even in the church, it seems to be what is pleasing young people and old people. But one man feared. He couldn't go. Hey, Noah, come on. No. I must die again. And since he got grace, he said, no desire. One day in the house of my Lord is more than 1,000 elsewhere. He was not protected by his work. But by the heart, God had given him a new heart, a new man, faith in Christ. And he feared. The word for fear is not a legal fear only. It's the azabaya. It's a childlike fear. And a childlike fear has two components. In the first place, fear for the majesty of God. But secondly, love. So fear and love. Respect. He respected his God. My dear congregation, you can try to look as a Christian, but your heart. You need to be a new tree to bring forth good fruits. You can show some fruits. But if they don't come forth out of the new tree, it's Christ, engrafted. It's just sin, self-righteousness. Pride. And he feared. Shall I do such a great sin and sin against God? It's not only a legal fear. If you're only under a legal fear, you flee from God. If it's a childlike fear, you fear, flee to God, have mercy upon me, the sinner. And what did he do? God said to him, make an ark. He had not seen that the world was drowning, but he believed the judgment of God. He believed God to be the judge of the world, of himself too. Being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, and he prepared an ark. It's remarkable, the word ark. The word ark, when I translate it, it's just a box. Not the sail ship, but a box. An ark. It's the same word as the little box for Moses. Moses was saved in the box in the Nile River. Same word. Oh, the second time, the first time here, second time Moses in that reed box. But the meaning is even more important. The word for ark or box is the ark in the holiest of holies, in which the temple of Moses, the temple of Solomon, the temple, the tabernacle. And in that box is the law. And the law is covered by the obedience, that's gold of Christ. And every year they pledge blood on it, pointing to the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus. God says, make yourself an ark to save you and your family. But Pastor, it doesn't say it here in the scriptures. It does. For you know, and I've said it once before, and I have to do it continually here. Of every animal came one pair. But of the clean animals without spot and wrinkle came seven pair. What seven? What number is seven? Seven is the perfect number of God. So in the ark was a sign of Christ, an emblem of Christ, a picture of Christ. In his obedience to the law, without spot and wrinkle. Clean animals, ready to be sacrificed. Noah was perfect in the law, in Christ in the ark. We always think Noah was in the ark, in its sense it's true. But I believe, and that's above all important, Christ was in the ark. Seven animals, clean, sacrificial animals, perfect animals. Christ, the wisdom of God, the righteousness of God, and the sanctification of God was in the ark, and Noah was perfect in the ark. No, I don't believe it, Pastor. Then you don't hear the text. What says the text? He became an heir of the righteousness of God. Believed. Which is by faith. You need to read the Bible. I believe even if those animals as an emblem of Christ, if, and now I go to Christ himself in its spiritual way in the Old Testament. If Christ wasn't in the ark was also drowned. For he became an heir of the righteousness of Christ by faith, trusting in his obedience. And now I understand what the word ark is. Eh? Moses in the ark, saved in the Nile. Noah and the ark in the tabernacle. Where in the law, the finished law, the fulfilled law is. The liberty of the law. And congregation, Noah didn't invite them. God sent them. We don't invite the Lord Jesus. God sends him to save his people. You can also say that Christ is the ark. For thy law is within me. Psalm 40. And Noah was in the ark by faith as a type, as an emblem. Does God spare his people from judgment? No. He had to go through the same judgment. The storms, the rain. You saw the water coming. Lightning. Mountains were moved. Probably it's so that the earth turned a quarter. The water, the gates of heaven were opened and the gates of the deep were opened. But the Lord didn't say, I take you home. He says, you go through it. God's people are going through these days. We are not taken away before. Some people teach me that before those days come, God will take his people to heaven already. No, 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 no. No! They go through these days, lonely, but with grace in Christ Jesus. But my dear congregation, in the ark went into the wrath of God. And God's people in Christ Jesus are going through the judgment of God. Protected. Saved. Saved. Therefore the Bible reads sincerely. Wouldn't he have feared? Isn't he fearing when the gates of heaven are opened and all the people around the ark are crying, Noah, open! And the door is closed. The end. The one taken and the other left. The one taken and the other left. Hanging on the rim. trying to open the door. And the storm went on, and the winds were blowing. They say, I don't know, that the ark was a perfect box to handle the heaviest storm, they say it today, if they go by the measurements. But Noah believed God and rested in his righteousness to be cared for in the wrath of God, in liberty, saved by faith in Christ. For without faith it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. My dear congregation, I'm not saying that these dark days are not coming and you won't fear. But who shall separate you from the love of God? Death, judgment, enmity. If God is for us, who can be against us? I'm not saying, young people, that it will be an easy time for you. It won't. You see many people going. It's a wonder if you won't go. But remember one thing. It's not your father nor your mother, but yourself. You need to be safe in the ark, the Lord Jesus. Therefore, you always hear in the New Testament, faith in Christ. As I am a sinner, saved by grace. A sinner saved by grace, resting not in my obedience, but in the obedience of the Lord Jesus alone. No works, although there are fruits of grace, real fruits of grace. Now, one of the fruits of grace is that he builded an ark. He had grace and he builded an ark. And by building the ark, he did something. But let's first sing again. 440 to 4 stanza. 440 to 4 stanza. I remember, O my Savior, how the years of joy and favor like the dew on arid land and what's following. if you're so lonely, you sometimes think that you're wrong and the other are right. If you only rest in the obedience of Christ, you're mostly thinking that you're wrong and the others are right. For it seems to be, Father, I'm not going to church anymore. I'm listening at home. Forget it at home. I heard a minister in the Netherlands. They asked the people after the coronavirus to come to church again, and you could ask for a seat. They expected more than 100, but there were only 40 who had an interest. The 60 were gone. Yeah, we can listen at home. Yeah. To people of your own desire. Oh, yeah. No, I'm not going anymore. Father, that's old fashioned. That's way, way too stringent. No. That old fashioned sermon, always forgiveness of sin and a sinner. And grace alone. So it didn't take long, and all the pews were empty. Then the church was sold. For a business. I always, when I look to Canada, I see all those little chapels here and there on the corners of the street. Sold, sold, sold. Sold. Noah, one man. It didn't even say that his sons were having grace. I'm not coming to visit you anymore, Dad. Why? You always bother us. I'm not coming anymore. Then my pants are not right, or my hair is wrong, or I should be more obedient. I have a girl of the world, and I go with that side of the family. Might be that I now and then come, but don't expect me to come too much. Oh, no, no. And there sit father and mother all by themselves in the corner of the room. Mocked with children and by the children in the church. Oh, the Noah is a man of that faith in Christ, which is a gift. You can do nothing for it. He always speaks about judgment. There's a little street in Nederhemert. They called it the Street of the Saints. I could give names of the children of God well known in the Netherlands. But if the children walk through that main road and the Street of the Saints, they called it the Street of the Saints, they run as fast as they could. They are afraid that to meet one of the children of God who warned them. Oh, I don't know if Noah ultimately didn't say anything anymore. No, he did. By making the ark. As a witness. What a fool making a big ship just in the desert. What a fool. speaking about the judgment of drowning, making a ship. If it would happen today, all the papers would be full of it. Of such a foolish Christian fearing the judgment of God. If you would say it today to the papers, it's a judgment of God, that virus. Do you know what it is? Put you to jail. You're threatening. But no one was carpeting. They don't know, some say 2 years, but I believe he worked for 125 years. All by himself. No one would help him. First they were looking around, but later on they said, oh, you have heard about it, man? Hocus pocus. He made the door. And one day it started. He opened the door, all the animals came, God sent them. And among them, 7 clean animals, sacrificial animals, types of the Lord Jesus. And then the door was closed. God closed the door. No one could out, and no one could come in anymore. Grace is over. There comes a time, dear friend, grace is over. In lifetime here. Never seeking, never begging. Never fearing. Eating and drinking, have fun. Fun! Stadia full of people, and church is not allowed to come together. The devil knows. All men fear, for they have to die. But they say, let's eat and drink and be merry. Let's have a great feast of that marriage, of that wedding. A big party in dark days. No remorse, no conviction, holidays. I believe that if you're really under conviction, you don't like even to go on holidays. No, see, well, I know it. You're way too pessimistic. That's no hope. That's hope. That's hope. Pa, I'm not coming anymore. I want to have it a bit different. I want to have the joy of the world and the joy of the church mixed together. Feasts. Let's come together and have a barbecue. Well, let's swim together a little bit. I've seen congregations swimming together, and ultimately the congregation didn't last long. You should spirit be born. There should be a spiritual bond. Now I know it. I know it. Now I know it. I'm not coming anymore. I know it. Okay, go ahead. But one thing you need to know, you need to meet God. And death is near. And unless your tears are dried and your sins are forgiven, how can you laugh without being converted to you? Now, Pastor, stop preaching like it. You're way too serious for me. Oh, no. I seek a more like church now. Where you can be in the world and be in the church. That was what happened here. But the door was closed. And no way was carried through the judgment of God in Christ Jesus. And when he was lifted up of that old world, and the old world drowned around him, he was traveling to a new world. God's people are sometimes in the judgment taken up, not to be drowned with the world, on their journey to the new world to come. And you know what happened? He came at the Mount of Ararat. And the first thing he did, tell me what he did, the first thing. Tell me. He took those animals, that sacrificial animals, and he slaughtered them. And he says, the sacrifice of Jesus has saved me to the glory of God. So not only the obedience to the law saved him, but especially the blood of the Lamb that cleanses from all sin. And he sacrificed those animals. All, I don't know, the man probably. But anyway, not only you need the obedience of Christ, you need the blood of Christ to be applied to your soul to wash you from all sins. You're not only guilty by disobedience, you're also guilty by unbelief, by not trusting God. You need to be washed by the bathwater of the Word. In no way sacrificed. And God in heaven smelt that smell of the blood of His Son. And was it peace? And no way became the heir of the righteousness of faith. Heir, eh? No works, eh? Given free to a child. Free, eh? A co-heir, says the New Testament of God, and a co-heir of the Lord Jesus and an heir of God. That are the children of God. They get a strange righteousness in the blood of the Lamb. And he became an inhabitant. Was it such a good man, or you know what happened after? He only needed grace again and again and again and again. For with one sacrifice, he was made perfect in the sight of God. Oh, he has sung in the new world. Glory to God. Praises to His name, who saved a wretch like me. Who saved a wretch like me. By faith. That's knowing, trusting. Trusting. It's a gift in Christ. Christ and his sacrifice, he pleased God. A saved sinner, still a sinner, and righteous, a fool and wise, disobedient and yet obedient, a saved sinner. I wrote a letter to the President of the United States 2 weeks ago or three. He said, Mr. Trump, you should be, and I hope you will be, a saved sinner. A sinner. Not that good and righteous man. A saved sinner. I hope you ever will be. And have compassion with the world around you. You're in a demonic fight. The devil tries you. But you need to be a saved sinner and have compassion with all the souls around you. Saved sinner. Saved sinner. In Christ Jesus to the new world. May God bless his word. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we are fools. We might have had some impressions, but where are they? Too serious. Always death and sorrow, but also grace and glory, but on the expense of thy Son at the cross. Thou hast let not the sin be unpunished, but hast punished it to thy only begotten, sinless Lamb, that the righteousness of him might be mine and my sin might be his, that the foolishness might be his and the wisdom the mine, the uncleanness his. And the cleaning, cleansing grace, mine. In him, to the new world. Through judgment, for the one eternal death, and the other eternal glory. Oh Lord, make it serious. There were days in my life that I couldn't sleep a single moment. Going on my knees from day to day. And thou hast heard, like Noah, he found grace. Being a new man. And no one could hurt him. The Father. Of all those, even the Father of the Lord Jesus, who died at the cross for this Noah. Today we do praise his Lord forever and ever. Amen. Let's sing lastly 422. The sixth end. O God, Jehovah, good and kind, on Zion's mount in clouds enshrined, and what's fallen. No, that's wrong. It's 422. So that's another one. The sixth end. Thou art God, our boast, the glory of our power. Excuse me, that's 422. The sixth end. Thank you. that you may go home in peace, receiving the blessings of the living God. The love of God the Father, the grace of Jesus Christ, and the communion with the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.